Now we read in verse 25, so David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. Oh, this was a great day. And it came to pass when God helped the Levites that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. All of these sacrifices pointing to Christ. Verse 28, thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting and with sound of the cornet and with trumpets, with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. I have always, in every church I served, always wanted a big orchestra. I never did have one in my entire ministry. I guess the Lord just didn't want me to have one. But I believe that one of the reasons the church service is so dead today, and the reason that the world's passed it by, you take a look at people going to any church today and see if they look happy. See if there's joy in their lives. My friend, I was looking at a newscast, and it showed the crowd at a baseball game. And I want to say, I didn't see a sad face in the lot. Even those losing didn't seem to be sad. They seemed to be having a good time. And the tragedy of the hour is, God's people don't seem to be having a good time. We ought to. Oh, I tell you, the world in that day heard about David bringing up the ark to Jerusalem. You know why? Why, the visitors that were there went throughout the then known world and said, say you should have been at Jerusalem. That was a great day, a great day. Have you noticed that there's nothing today on news? There's nothing that gets the front page today that reveals that which is spiritual and the joy of the Lord. Oh, if it's a freak sort of thing, if it's an oddball in religion, if it's some religious nut, they put him on or put them on. But my friend, today, that which is spiritual and that which is joyful has disappeared from the life of America. And that's when we began to die, by the way. Now, not everybody was in accord with David. Verse 29, came to pass as the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at the window, saw King David dancing and playing. She despised him in her heart. She says he's a religious fanatic. He is one that's showing a little interest and enthusiasm, and he's got joy in his heart in serving the Lord. My, we need a little more of that today. And I don't mean that which is worked up psychologically by a crowd. I mean that which the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit in the heart and life today. It does not have to be fanaticism, but we do need that underlying river of joy flowing through the hearts and lives of God's people. That's the great message in this chapter here.